Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, baby. What's up, baby? See you. Welcome to the green room.
Nice to see you.
Just had a rice cake with peanut butter.
Yummy.
It was delicious.
I took a few minutes, Greg, on company time, and I purchased tickets for a show in March.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. Primus?
Primus is coming up very soon, and I might check them out in Boston because they're doing a tribute to Rush, which could be very interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Thank you very much to our friends at New Hampshire Army National Guard, our fine Buzz 24/7 exclusive sponsor. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Just looking, some of the things we didn't get to
this morning. This past week, Greg, I've been meaning to. I wanted to ask you this because I know you can be kind of a history buff. Do you know who Dan Cooper is?
Is he the guy, the one of the two guys, something and Dan, the Olympians that went toe-to-toe? No?
Nope.
Dan Cooper?
Go back, probably.
D.B. Cooper? Is he D.B. Cooper?
Yes, he is. Where'd the B come from?
I don't know. Was it made up? It doesn't exist.
Clerical error.
Yeah.
That took the FBI.
Or clerical. Could be clerical.
That took the FBI off track for about 2 years because they're not sure where the B came from.
Yeah.
This person signed on to get a flight, caught the plane, and then they're like, all right, well, let's look for this D.B. Cooper.
Cash off the plane and then took off with a parachute.
Jumped off the plane holding it.
Okay.
And they're thinking that the wind took his money because they ended up finding some of it,
but okay. not enough to declare all of the money being found.
Right. Okay.
But it was somehow on the ticket. Somebody put a B on it.
Yeah.
And for years, you know, the FBI and everybody's like, all right, let's look for this. You know, think of the DB. Who's DB? And come to find out, it was just supposed to be Dan Cooper.
Yeah.
Somebody put a B accidentally on his ticket form.
So he got away. Either he's dead and they never found him, which is possible.
Or he was living with all that money.
Yeah, but the myth of it all is that he got away with it.
There were two major gentlemen that they think that this guy was, and both of them, of course, were Army Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but everybody agrees that he jumped at night, like 10 o'clock at night. In where he jumped is just nothing but forest. So no person with a brain in their head.
But nothing was ever found. Like, there's no...
There's always some trace. A parachute just doesn't disappear.
They did find down by quite a few miles downriver from where they think he landed. Years later, in like the 70s or the 80s, some kid digging found
some of the money.
Yeah.
Because they kept track of all the numbers, but they were like... If this guy, you know, parachuted in this, there's no way they think he would have lived.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I saw that on one of my shows last week.
I was just looking at Kevin Smith. They started filming. Today's the day. He starts to film Clerks 3. I hope it's better than Clerks 2.
That was horrible.
Because nothing can beat Clerks 1. That's hilarious.
You're never going to catch that lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah. 51 years old today. And by the way, what day is it? Oh, Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Go get yourself an ice cream sandwich.
Pat McMullen.
Yeah.
We were in upstate New York 2 years ago for his birthday, and I roomed with him for one night because I only went for one night.
Yeah.
And Dad goes, hey, you want to have an ice cream sandwich? Mike.
Where are they?
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want an ice cream sandwich? I always have one before bed. He goes, your mom started buying the small ones, so I have two. Do you want one? I'm like, you know, I think I will.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Hey, Judy, get us three of them.
Underestimated. Underappreciated, yeah. Another birthday, Busty Emma. And who doesn't love her?
Ooh,
Laura, Busty Emma, 28, happy. Chubby Chaser 3 was so good in Full-Figured Foxes 8 and Huge Boobs 3, which was just such a great movie and just well-loved by the critics. And also Sharon Lee, an exotic beauty, is 33.
Hey!
kind of a grandmother in the business.
So good in Public Bang 1, 4, and 8. Oh. She was so tuckered out, Laura.
She had to take some time off.
2, 3, 5, 6, and 7 off, and she only did 1, 4, and 8.
It's understandable after seeing her performances why she needed
it. You see her at 33, a lot of times she plays the older mother to the girl that usually goes right to Pound Town.
And happy 40th to Jen Padova, I guess, a blonde actress who is so good in Babes in Pornland 8, Double Dipper, and Toss My Salad 1 through 7.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
When you think about it.
Seven of them. There's seven of them. Toss my salad.
I was somewhere the other day and somebody goes, "Hun, do you want me to toss the salad?"
What?
And, and you know what? It was around a group of people that didn't think that way. Right. And I was like,
to put in perspective, there are 7 Harry Potter movies. There are just as many Toss My Salad movies, in case you were wondering. So
amazing.
There it is. We were just talking before this started, and I don't know how we got on this subject. Oh, I know what it was. This new movie that is called Stillwater that Matt Damon is appearing in. It's supposed to be really good. His daughter's in a foreign prison. He's trying to get her out. And today there's this article.
So is it like Taken?
No. It's not like Taken. She's not kidnapped. She's she broke the law, allegedly.
And he's not going over there and killing everybody. He's going over there and doing it like
fight for her freedom.
Okay.
Although the trailer makes it look like he's willing to and maybe does get violent. I don't know yet. But the point is this woman, Amanda Knox, do you remember her?
Yeah.
Of course. Very attractive.
Of course you do. I don't know.
Well,
see,
there's a... She is a very beautiful woman, and her boyfriend did some crazy stuff.
She's saying that they just ripped her off. It's her story, and they basically put her story on film, Scotty said, without paying her for it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know. But I did follow that story, and I did think that she was innocent.
Yeah.
I did think she was innocent.
Now, I understand when we get involved and we start watching these Netflix crime series, and you watch them, they could be only telling you one half of the story. But from what I saw on that special on her, she did nothing wrong.
Right.
Everybody in the world walked through that crime scene.
Correct.
What was the original Netflix one where the guy went to jail and they put that 15-year-old kid who never should have testified because he wasn't competent?
Okay.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
It was the first one.
I can't remember the name of it.
Remember now, here's the guy that was put in jail and they wanted him out because he didn't think he killed that woman, the reporter, and stuff like that. 12 people sat and listened to all the evidence and still said guilty.
Yep.
So I don't know, just because I see a documentary that's presenting
what
one
side?
Point of view. I'm not saying he is or isn't. I'm just saying I don't know, and you don't know from watching that.
Because you're getting one side.
And
sometimes I would find myself watching this stuff and getting angry, but sometimes we've had people on, and they said, that's one side.
Right.
They didn't talk to everybody.
Right. Amanda Knox, back to Scotty's point, is attractive. And the fact that you know that she does dance on the wild side, kind of a little crazy, that makes her more attractive.
Yes, I probably had
to
cut the crazy back.
She probably got rid of the kink after...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, after everything happened, she probably... Now she might be just a...
Nope.
Or she does the kink here. She doesn't do it in a foreign language, country.
Nope. I think once it's in you, it's in you.
Yeah, but you go to prison.
Yeah, but
foreign prison.
Yeah, but you know, as far as what you like in that regard, I think that you like it. You know, like you said, you got guys like Hulk Hogan. How can you go from having like 4 girls at once to having 1 girl for the rest of your life? It's tough, I would imagine. I have no idea. I would imagine, but I will say, in the serial killer context, who's the one that had like crazy sex with her boyfriend in the closet, where ended up killing him, like stabbing him, and all that stuff. Serial killer. She was a famous murder case. What was it?
Like Avarius. Avarius.
Jodi Arias.
Yeah.
She was cute. Yeah. Do you look at some killer guys and go, "He's cute"? I do him.
No.
Ramirez.
Oh my
god. The Night Stalker.
No, that guy was that guy was creepy.
You give that guy good teeth. I know a lot of women that
Ted
are crazy
Bundy
over
was the good looking dude, right?
Ted Bundy was the one that
I didn't think he was good looking, but he was a ladies
man. I didn't think
he was a ladies man.
In 70s, 60s and 70s terms, they loved him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I don't look at, but I can look at all these females and go, wow, she's a pretty girl. What went wrong up in her brain? Like,
now, who's the woman from Florida who killed her daughter?
Casey Anthony.
She's very attractive.
See, I love how Laura just rattles them off.
Yep.
There, Casey Anthony, she was, there was another one too. There was another. The killing a kid is a whole, you're off the table, period. You know what I mean? If you're a serial killer and you're really, really sexy, some guys will look at you and go, ooh. Like somebody looked at Pam Smart and said, wow, she's hot. Nope.
Yeah, but Casey, she got found not guilty and all.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a crazy story. I don't remember if Jodi Arias was found guilty or not guilty. I have
no
idea.
Yeah, guilty.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, like, they showed pictures of her during the travel, during the trial, and like, she's an attractive girl.
If you looked at
badass crazy, but
when she was with him and what she looked like then, and then what she
looked
like,
they made her look up to like a librarian.
She changed her whole look, dyed her hair brunette, put the glasses on, came in with.
Do you know when they did O.J. Simpson's trial? This is true. O.J. Simpson, national hero, right? And he gets up for the crime. And so his house was a veritable museum of O.J. stuff and all of his friends and his rich friends. Do you know they replaced the furniture?
Yes.
And all of the decorations in the house to be more akin to, his history as an African-American, none of which was in the house before. But when they were bringing the jury there, they replaced all of the stuff with him and all his white buddies, you know, because racism played a role.
Yeah. Friendlier colors.
Oh, yeah.
It went from, I had so, no idea that happened until I watched that special.
Whatever shows up in the courtroom isn't necessarily an accurate report, an accurate assessment of the person. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So when that girl shows up looking like a librarian and a secretary and a church
all
mom,
the pictures
she
that
clearly was not.
Oh, no. Because if you look at all the pictures of her and her former boyfriend Travis that she killed, she had blonde hair, busting boobs.
Oh,
like she was.
Oh, yeah.
And every time they reported on like her escapades with him, I mean, she was a slut. I mean,
she was.
That's a strong word.
I mean, that's really derogatory.
Well, no,
I don't know. She may be a murderer, but a slut?
You can be a slut with the one you're with, and she was a slut with him.
They brought all that slutty. That's acting slutty. You're being a slut means you're doing it with different people.
You can be a slut. Like, I'm a slut with Jeff, if you know. It's like, well.
Are you really?
Well, sometimes. It depends what mood I'm in. But yes, you
can
be.
Does it depend on what mood he's in?
Well, that doesn't matter. It's what mood I'm in, if I'm going to act sluttish or not. But anyways,
you're in control. I mean, there's no question about it. I'm a slut with Jeff. Both of us like, what?
What the?
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm sure Amy can be a slut with you, or Valerie a slut with you.
I got to be honest. I don't picture it. Just like you can't picture me.
I can't picture
being
you.
Sexy.
I can picture you being friggin' nasty.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Oh man, like, off the charts.
Like there's dirty shit.
Oh,
then there's
my God.
Dirty.
Oh my God.
You're dirty.
You know. I've done things. I'm very crazy. You know that. Just
I bet you're like
me.
A poo bear.
Look at me. Oh my God. You know? I'm like Ted. I'm like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get you over the sack of potatoes in the freaking produce freezer. You know what I'm saying?
It's disgusting.
I just watched that and I saw that scene and it was hilarious and wrong. But anyway,
She was crazy, that Jodi. Oh, what an intriguing story that was. I just listened to a Crime Junkie podcast on her.
It was a crazy story. I was transfixed by that one.
For me, it was Amanda Knox.
That
I
was
remember.
A very interesting
that one
story.
Was very interesting because everybody was like, "This is so wrong." That this girl is being, you know, held basically in prison. They said that, like, there was ended up being well over 50 different shoe prints in a crime scene.
Yeah.
Of people that just walked in there.
Everything they had was kind of circumstantial. Like, she wouldn't even be in jail or held. I mean, you could, might use, you know,
but
maybe
different countries have different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Anyway, that's why I don't go get. That's why I make a point of not killing anybody in a foreign country. I try to really abide by that.
Or, you know, in this country. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't kill anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But teach your own.
Yeah. You ever thought about the perfect way to kill somebody?
Yes.
I always thought when I was a kid, man, you just make a bullet made of ice. And then when it gets into the body, obviously, it creates a hole and then it melts. And then there's no... How do you know?
You, my friend, put something in my head years ago, and I think you and your brother got in an argument over it. Where do you hide a body?
I know. Best place to ever hide a body ever.
Laura, where's your best place to hide a body?
I'm not telling you guys.
Okay. We'll tell you
I'm
ours.
I'm going to tell you.
But you guys are thinking in, like, the salt, lime.
No.
Lime?
Nope.
No. Lime pits? Yeah, but where are they?
Massachusetts.
No. What you do is, Laura, is you go to a cemetery the night before a funeral, and you dig down 2 more feet in the hole that's already there. So you dig it down, you bury the body, and you just cover it, keep it flat. Next day, they put a big concrete thing on back. Boom.
Bang.
Other place, ocean.
No, man, ocean's rolling
okay,
up.
And
people
do you know,
roll up.
No, wait a minute. Do
No. You don't
And
worry.
Here's where people are making their mistakes.
They find people in the ocean washed up on the beach, partially, eaten by animals.
Yes, and decayed. And what the salt water does to the body, depending on how long, you can tie a cinder block to a couple.
Here's where you make people make their mistakes when hiding a body in the ocean.
Are we talking
They're
about
not
this?
Poking holes
in the bag.
So then they'll come up to the top.
Yeah.
But there's if you do it right and you put that body in the ocean, by the time if anything ever appears, a finger, a foot, that body's so decayed, there's nothing left.
Wasn't it Oregon?
Now, see, years ago, I just saw this on Forensic Files Season 2. A gentleman killed a girl, put her in one of those metal toolboxes that you put in the back of the pickup truck, drove her into a lake, dropped it off. 3 days later, a guy is fishing and hears, poof, it yes. came out of the water. And the gases in her body were strong enough to bring her body the metal box
wow.
back up to the surface because, A, the toolbox was sealed. Her body had the gases in it.
He wasn't smart.
Yep.
Man, I'm getting so much useful information.
So you have to poke holes into the body.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing where the mistake is made. What does a guy do? Grabs a screwdriver, does it at his house, puts the screwdriver back.
Can't do that.
Nope.
This is so useful.
Me and Amy will watch those shows, and after we go, you know, we know how to kill each other. Just don't feel like doing it.
I don't think it's... I think you can... You're normal if you imagine, like, how would you do it if you were going to try to get away with it? I think that's normal. It's a weird... Obviously, twisted curiosity. I think being so fascinated with killers like Laura is, that's a problem.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's not a problem.
I don't think it's a problem.
At all.
I know
I think
don't.
She's being smart.
Yeah.
You know, like Laura will drive by something, and if something doesn't look right, she takes like a picture in her mind and goes, okay, hey, should those lights be on at that place? So say like on the news the next day, they go, hey, Greg's, store got robbed. And Laura's like, wait a minute. I drove by there on my way to work. The lights were on and there was a van over.
Always aware surrounded. Just, I don't know, a couple months ago, I'm driving. I'm the only one that I see on the road at 3 a.m. as I'm getting on the highway. There was a older gentleman walking in a road where not on a sidewalk, like in the street, wasn't wearing like any bright clothes. Tell he wasn't working out. Came to work, but I took notice of that guy. Later on that day on the news, missing man was with Alzheimer's, can't find him, blah, blah, blah. I called right away and said, just so you know, at 3:05 this morning, I saw a man that didn't look like he was in the right spot walking on this road, not a road with a sidewalk.
Did it turn out to be him?
They found him.
Good.
Yes. So good. I am always taking mental notes of
I'm all about
what's
it.
Going on.
I pay attention. Yeah, I just don't, you know, get fascinated with serial killers. So, Scotty, is Amanda Knox, if you were going to have sex with a serial killer, would that be your
It's probably going to be Amanda Knox, yes.
Yeah, I would, with Jodi Arias, I would say. And I'm not, you know, Laura Nobody.
No.
Women don't do that.
Okay, now, Laura. No, okay.
Guys do when guys are alone.
Look back on some of the past serial killer guys.
With their buddies. They talk about
I'm
it.
I'm not. No. There's no turn on for at all.
Okay.
Mm. Because of what they did or just...
No. Laura, it's not a turn on of what they did. That's horrible.
Well, no. But I can't even... I can't even put my mind into thinking that way.
Guys have
guys
a thing...
Guys are different. Girls, I'm more... I'm an emotional lover. Not so much of a sexual, like, ooh, they're hot, give it to me. It's emotional for me. So knowing what they did kind of just...
No, I totally agree. I don't even want to have sex with anybody I don't like. I don't want to be with someone I don't like. I don't care how hot they are. Like, guys talk about anger bangs. Why would I do that? I don't get it. But there's also the crazy in, crazy out saying, which some guys say they're crazy out of bed, they're crazy in bed. And if you're crazy enough to do that kind of stuff, well, maybe you're just crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, guys talk about that stuff.
You just never know in the middle of the night that they could cut you.
When no one's around. Yeah, how do you sleep?
How do you, you know what?
Two things.
Okay.
How do you sleep at night with a serial killer? Second thing is, how do you marry a person you cheated with? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, they cheated with you, and you think, like, they're not going to cheat on you? I don't get it.
No, I agree. Here's something that I always wondered. Somebody like Casey Anthony, okay? She was found not guilty. Mm-hmm. Whether I don't believe that. How do you go out and date after that? How does you go and try to live a normal life? And no, okay, I started dating her, and you know what she did.
One step above that is the people who write to these serial killers and profess love for them and want to marry them.
Oh.
How do you sleep with one?
Who are the two twins or two brothers?
Yeah, the
Menendez brothers.
Menendez brothers. Got all kinds of marriage.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jodi Arias, she was still dating in when she's in there.
Yeah.
Which is
crazy.
Well, think about this. You always know where she is.
She's never catting out on
she's
you.
Not, yeah, well, I mean, she could be in there, but, you know, and she's... You know where she's at all the time. So if you're insecure in your relationships, it's the perfect relationship for you.
Dude, we are smart. We got this shit down. We figured out so much.
Who knows what problem we're going to solve tomorrow.
This is like the kind of conversation you have around a fire with beers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We're like, okay, which serial killer would you have sex with? Okay? Seriously. Don't. No stupid stuff. No chuckleheads. Go. Women don't talk like
that. No, I don't.
They don't talk like that. You know? I'm glad we do.
I'm very happy.
I'll never forget the night I was working the nighttime shift here at the flagship station we're on. And I went to the request line, and it was one of the kids involved in the Pamela Smart murder case. And he was calling from prison. True story. And he asked me to play Black and Blue by Van Halen. And I sat there and I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking to this kid. Now, mind you, this is at the time when that first happened. And A Current Affair was the television show. That was the beginning of tabloid television, right? A Current Affair, Inside Edition. They were all over that shit. That case was started at all. And this guy's calling in to ask for a song that his and Pam, Pamela Smart's song. I did not play it. I did not play
That's smart.
Yeah.
I see
it
what you did.
So
I see what
weird.
You did there.
Ah, wow, nice.
Smart, nice.
Good call. Nice pun. All right, there you go.
Can't even shut it off sometimes.
It's unbelievable. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know what this did for you, but I like
this. This is one of our better ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Might be up there. Top five.
Yeah.
Put this one in for an award.
Top five. Apple Podcast. Here we go, number one.
Yep. We're going to send this in. We're going to get an award for this
one. Yes, we should.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a great day, everybody. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us here on the Buzz 24/7. We make no apologies for anything, okay? It's free.
Yep.
So shut up.
So shut up. Shut
Have
your mouth.
Have a great
mouth.
Day, everybody. We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.